All right, lecture 9, work out your vision for your youth ministry. All right. So I know we talked a little bit about vision earlier on. You know, to even get started at all, you have to think about, well, what is it that you want to do? But I thought it would be good to come back to this subject now that you've learned a lot of things. So you have more of the pieces, the possible pieces of what you could do or what you might do. And now how do you combine that with, you know, the sense of calling that you have, the situation that you're in? Maybe you're just helping a youth group that exists already, or maybe you want to start one, or maybe you're starting a church and you think that youth is something you want to do, or, you know, I have no idea what the circumstances, your circumstances are. So I've presented all of this, you know, background material in a way, and now you might be able to more take the things you've learned already from this class and start putting them in some kind of order, some kind of vision that will empower you to go forward, a vision that will help you recruit other leaders. You know, if you're starting a youth group, you know, you can't do it alone. It's good to have some people with you. So I'm going to be asking a bunch of questions, I guess. That's what we're going to be doing. We'll start with why. So we have some why questions. Why did you take this course? I think it's good to get in touch with what it is that what's motivating you. Because why you took the course is the thing that is motivating you. Are you just curious? Are you in the middle of something right now and you don't know what to do? Maybe you have a youth group already and you're like lost, not going well. Why did you take this class? Or you're thinking about starting something, you're thinking about doing something, you're wondering if youth is an area for you. Maybe you're thinking, you know, I don't know if I could become a pastor, but maybe I become a youth. I don't know what is motivating you. And one thing you might do with this lecture is you might just write things down. Okay, I just said, why did you take this? You can just start writing things down. Why did you take this? So you can pause this and give an answer. And I think if you do that through all these questions, you'll have a pool of information from which to draw your vision out. Number two, why might you consider starting a youth ministry? If you're thinking about, well, why do you want to do that? Again, it gets back to motivation. What's motivating you? You remember what it was like to be a youth? There's some specific youth people that you're thinking about that you see the great need. You read some book and got, I don't know. Are you thinking about it? Why are you thinking about it? Why do you think God might be calling you to youth ministry? I mean, if God is calling you, why do you think that? What has happened? What has pushed you in this direction? Why do you think you can do it?
Well, I don't know if I can.
That's why I'm taking this class. Well, maybe. But you must have a sense of whether you think you can or you can't by now. Otherwise, you'd quit this course. So what are the positive reasons? Maybe you could put both. Why do you think you can? And then write down why you think you can. Well, I have this gift. I've had this experience. Who? Who questions? Who inspired you to want to do ministry? And how did he or she do it? So you're taking a class here. You want to learn. You're Christian leaders. You want to, or you think of yourself as a leader, or you think that possibly you could be a leader. Well, who inspired you in this? What person? When was it in your life? Recently? In your past? A teacher? A youth pastor? A pastor? A friend? A neighbor? Some book you read? Who inspired you to want to do ministry? And how did he or she do it? Who is your mentor? And how has he or she helped you grow as a follower of Jesus? Who's your mentor? Maybe it's not an official mentor, but when you look back, you think, well, this person has really helped me grow as a follower of Christ. I want you to think about that person. A name would be helpful. If you could think of maybe a couple of people. Who have you helped? And how did you do it? This is no time to be modest. No, I haven't helped anybody. Well, who have you helped? Who do you think you've influenced in a positive way? I remember going on, I mentioned that when I was younger, I went on that mission thing to Ogden, Utah, and I was put in charge. I don't know, maybe I was the oldest one. I have no idea why I was put in charge. But we had a group of 7 youth, and I was in charge for 7 weeks, and we worked together 7 days a week, all day long. I mean, and there were some things that happened in the group, you know, things that happened from people's homes, you know, tragedies or different things that happened. And I got thrown into, I remember one night someone knocked on the door at 2 in the morning and said, you know, one of our team members got some bad news from home and has walked away, and we have no idea where she is in the city. So I I got in the car and I drove around to find her. And I found her and I, you know, talked to her, and then I brought her to the team the next morning because I knew, you know, getting her past this problem, getting back to the team was important. So all those things, I had no experience in any of this before that. But because of that experience, I could see that, you know, maybe I can do something. Maybe I can. Who can help you start a youth ministry? A friend, a relative, your spouse? Who in your life needs a youth ministry? See, all these things, these questions get to motivation. If you don't know anybody who needs it, if you don't have anyone that can help you start a youth ministry, if you don't know how you've ever helped anybody, if you don't have a mentor, if you don't can't figure out who inspired you, then how are you going to do this, right? What successes have you had in helping a youth deal with something in their life? So I explained the one I had. You know, I talked to her 4 hours from like 2:30 in the morning till about 7 the next day. And then I thought, she's going to feel embarrassed. I mean, we kind of resolved, or she came to some kind of resolution with the problem. But I knew that she would feel, you know, self-conscious with the rest of the group. So I drove her right over. I knew we were having a breakfast at someone's house. I drove her right over there. I said, let's get this done. Let's get this problem. Let's get it all resolved. And let's get everyone back on the team. Okay? And that really, really went well. Well, that, you know, from that experience, I thought, you know, I might actually be reasonably good at helping people figure things out. You know, I majored in psychology from then. I, you know, went into the ministry because of experiences like that. Okay? So what's your experience? What's your experience with a youth person that you helped? What specific brokenness have you overcome in your life, and how did it happen? Now, why is this a good question? It's a good question because if you were able to at some point face your own brokenness and then let the love of Jesus or let the love of the body of Christ bring some healing to that situation, then you have the knowledge and the passion and the energy and the enthusiasm to help someone else who might be struggling with the same brokenness. Because you know that things can be different. And you don't know it because you read about it, but you know it because you experienced it. It's the power of AA, for example, Alcoholics Anonymous. If I was saved from alcohol and I meet someone who's struggling with it, I know that this thing that you're struggling with can be, you can have victory over it. I know it. I absolutely 100% know it. And I know something about how it might happen, how it might work. If you can't face your own brokenness, and yet you want young people to face theirs, why should they face their brokenness if you're not willing to face your own? If you've never been humbled by your own brokenness, then how are you expecting young people to humble themselves with their brokenness? See, and if we don't do that, how are we going to let the love of Jesus bring healing and hope? We want other people to be saved, but we're not willing to say how we were lost as well. How we needed salvation. Specific stories, examples. Number three, what brokenness are you dealing with that makes you want to support youth who are dealing with their own brokenness? So your own brokenness right now. You know, a lot of testimonies is, it go like, you know, I once was lost, but now I'm found. Oh, really? Well, where are you lost still right now? What are you struggling with right now? Where do you need Jesus to bring some healing in your life right now? What relationships? What attitudes? You got anger issues. You got procrastination problems. You got gossip problems. You got insecurity problems. What area are you struggling with right now? Again, if you can't face your own and deal with your own and work on your own, then why should young people work on their stuff? You know, I got my life all together. Everything is perfect. But you guys are a mess, so that's why I'm here to help you. No, we're here to help each other. What do you think you have to offer in youth ministry? What are you good at? You know, when I think about youth ministry, I was good at music, so that helped considerably. I was good at talking about why we do what we do. You know, I majored in psychology, but it wasn't that major helped me. It was because I was always curious about how people operate and what they do. So I like talking about that. I like talking about philosophy. I like talking about, you know, our beliefs. You know, those are the things I'm good at. So maybe I can be used. Now, I'm not an extrovert. I think that helps. Definitely helps if you're leading. Come on, let's do something. You're very good at that. I wasn't that good at that. I needed other people to, you know, blow the whistle and get everyone to gather around. You know, I was good at coming up with the question that we're going to deal with tonight. So what are you good at? What do you have to offer? Do young people relate to you? Do they not relate to you? What aspect of your personality and the gifts and interests that you have do you think could help in a youth context? The question, when? When will you start putting your vision for a youth ministry together? Okay, you can take this course, you can keep training, you can read some books, you can go to some seminar, but at some point, what are you going to do something? Do you have a date? Is it a month from now? Is it 6 months from now? Is it a year from now? Is it a who knows when? When will you start looking for potential leader partners by sharing your vision for a youth minister with them? So you're trying to figure out your vision. Who are you going to show it to? When are you going to start trying to actually, when are you going to step out in faith and do something about it? Okay? And I'm not saying you have to. Okay? Maybe you're not ready. Maybe you'll never be ready. Maybe you'll never do it. I don't know. It's totally up to you. I'm just saying that this is a question that you should consider. When will you start a group? If you start a group. I don't know. 6 months from now? Next week, next year, never. Where? Where will you meet? If you start a youth group, where are you going to meet? At the church, at some community thing, at somebody's house? What do you anticipate? Where will you start the process? Okay, where will you start the process of figuring this out? Where can you get help? How? How are you going to recruit leader partners? Are you going to invite people for, you know, lunch? Are you going to invite them to your house? Are you just going to randomly see what might happen and then share it with them? How are you going to invite potential members? Letter? Email? Face-to-face? Special meeting? How are you going to make this happen? So what I've noticed a lot is people that love, that there are people that love to study. Okay, they love learning, they love knowledge, they love taking classes like this and other classes. And in part they do it because they love learning, but sometimes we do it because we don't want to make a decision. We're always preparing. We're always thinking of what might be, and we're always like, I'm not sure I know enough. There's always something more I could learn. And so we keep in a way procrastinating by learning. But our learning is so we don't have to do anything. So is that you? Or not you? Partially you? Are you going to do something? Do you feel like you should do something? Do you have enough to start doing something? Sometimes we just have to do. And then, you know, we become way more motivated to learn how to do it once we're doing it. If you have to learn everything before you do it, you will never learn enough. And you'll never really learn it, because you really don't learn anything until you do it. That's the truth. That's ministry. Ministry is on the job training, my opinion. So you need to, if you're going to do anything with this, you got to start doing it. And then learn as you go. Anyway, that's my little sermon to you. Okay. So those are some questions. Write down some answers and then sit down and go, okay, so what's my vision? Your vision is made up of, you know, what's motivating you, how you got to this place, who are the people in your life, what are the circumstances, what is the need, what's the situation, when, if at all, can you start doing something about it, what would the first step be? You need to, it doesn't have to be this grand thing, okay? This isn't D-Day. You're not, you know, planning the invasion of Europe. This is starting a youth group. You just need the basics of what you're trying to do, enough to recruit people and have a plan of getting started. Plans change once you get into it, but you need something to get going. So get going. We'll see you next time.